Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Have you been able to gather any information with regard to the assessment meeting being held over the weekend clashes?
As you have already indicated in the introduction, the incident happened during the weekend. So, not all the officials who were supposed to have been closely monitoring the situation had opportunity of doing it. So this morning, as part of their key responsibilities, members of the Kwabre 8th District Security Council, the DISEC, visited the town, that is Efia, to familiarize themselves with the reality on the ground to, among other things, one, assess the extent of damage caused and apprise themselves of the main reasons why the incident erupted in the first place. After that, they have gone back to the district assembly, where they are currently held up in a meeting to discuss or deliberate issues relating to last Saturday's incident. And just before they went into that meeting, I had the opportunity of speaking to the district chief executive, Nana Osebonsu. But he said he'll be able to speak more about the next line of action when the meeting is ended, and they are taking definite decisions as to the way forward in relation to what happened to Evian.
Now, Nicholas, has there been any information on how long the police and military will maintain their presence in the area?
It is part of the information we are looking forward to receiving from the District Security Council after their meeting. I'm very sure they will deliberate on all these issues, and then when they are done with it, we will be able to gather such vital information from them. But as I speak to you, we still have some security personnel already on the ground monitoring the situation to ensure that there is nothing like reprisal attack or further incident relating to what happened last Saturday. So the situation, I would say there's some level of relative peace and calmness in the township, but as to how long that's going to last, that is what I can put my finger to. But I'm sure by the end of the day, when the District Security Council has finished with their meeting and taken bold and definite decisions as to how to tackle the issue and to avert a further bloodshed or violence in the township, I'm sure they are also going to apprise the Regional Security Council, headed by the Regional Minister, as to the next line of action to be taken, whether or not they are going to advise us to the need to impose curfew on the township or otherwise. All these are some of the issues we are keeping our fingers crossed and to get from the District Security Council when they are done with their meeting. But for now, everything seems calm and there's relative peace in the township.
But can you confirm that schools have been closed?
I can't independently confirm this information.
Thank you very much. You heard our Shanti regional correspondent, Nicholas Osewuzu.